Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, presents Joyce Jordan, M.D. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that performs washing miracles no soap could ever do.
Joyce Jordan, M.D.
No suds ever before created such a sensation among women as Dreft's Miracle Suds. Yes, I mean D-R-E-F-T, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Think of it. Dreft gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning for all your nice things. Yes, faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
Take lovely lingerie, for example. Dreft suds help keep my dainty underthings color fresh, gay and bright, wash after wash.
That's right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. It leaves no soapy deposit to dull lovely lingerie and cause soap fading. There's no sticky film to make pretty underthings look old before their time. Yes, rich, abundant Dreft suds rinse clean and clear.
Well, there's never been anything like Dreft. Not only is it marvelous for my pretty slips and blouses, but it keeps my fine woolen, stockings, and baby things beautiful as a dream.
So, ladies, open this exciting new world of beauty for your own nice washables. Look for Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that brings you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
Joyce Jordan, M.D., the vital story of one woman's struggle against many odds to correct the mistakes of her early life. It is mid-afternoon in Centerfield, where Joyce Jordan now lives, in the old family house with her brother Paul and his wife Eloise, and with Celia and Ernest. A bright, sunny winter mid-afternoon with the sun shining so clearly that it makes the remaining patches of gray snow seem white and glistening again. The kind of afternoon that refuses to worry about the approaching sunset and the night that must come. Celia and Joyce are in the roomy old kitchen of the Jordan house, and as they sit busily stringing fresh green beans for dinner, each seems reluctant to admit to troubled feelings on such a beautiful day. And yet, try as they may, the subject which is on their minds comes out.
Celia, where's Eloise?
I don't know. Most likely she's upstairs in her room, where she always is. I wish I knew some way to help you, Miss Russell.
Help me?
I know what you're going through. You don't need to tell me. I feel it like I always feel a storm blowing up. And every day she stays in her room, shut away from us, pouting. Trouble bears down heavier on your heart.
Celia, what am I going to do about it?
I don't know.
I honestly came back here to Centerfield wanting to help Paul, to help myself, to try to find goodness in me, Celia, to let people see that it's there. But instead, I've only caused more trouble.
Miss Russell, listen to Celia a minute, will you?
Yes, Celia.
You told me back in Preston that you had hurt people. You went through, well, only Celia knows what you did go through after Dean died. You faced things you said you needed to face.
And you know I did need to face them, Celia.
Yes. But about this thing you did to your sister, Miss Morrison, such a long time ago, you just up and did something any youngster might do and took Mr. Morrison away from her, just for the fun of it, and then gave him back. Isn't that right?
Yes, but Edith has never forgiven me. She really hasn't.
Well, she's acting real friendly now.
I know, but she hasn't really said out and out that she's forgiven me. I tried to get her to say it, but she dodged all around it, and managed to make me feel more to blame than ever.
Now, that's just what I'm driving at.
Hmm? I don't see what you mean.
Well, it looks to me like your sister and Mr. Paul's wife, Eloise, are both trying to make you feel guilty about something you oughtn't to feel guilty about now. There's plenty of room for all of us here in this house. And yet Miss Eloise never lets up on how crowded it is and how bad it is having us all here. This is part your house. You had to have a place to live, and there wasn't any other house. And it isn't as though you didn't try to find another house for us.
It's all happened just the way I was afraid it would. Worse, in fact. And it's just that my urge to find myself, to find an ideal, is so strong that I can't get away from it. But it takes time to work it out, Celia.
Just what is it you're trying to work out, Miss Russell?
My own way of living, Celia, my own life. Look, I took time back in Preston to have a really good look at myself, at the reasons I did things, and then at the reasons I gave for doing them.
You mean that sometimes we do things for one reason and then kid ourselves along that we did them for another reason?
That's it. You see, if I'm in surroundings where everyone bows down to me and spoils me as they did and still would if I were back in Preston, then I might not accomplish what I have to do in order to live with myself.
Yes, I see. And my hat's off to you, Miss Russell.
But you feel that more trouble is coming, don't you, Celia?
I don't want to feel it, but I do. I know now what it is you're trying to do here, Miss Russell. But we're going to have a bad storm of trouble from it.
Oh, Celia, it mustn't hurt Paul. If the storm breaks over me, that's all right. I'm ready for that. But how can I protect Paul from it?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right sometimes that when we fight hard for good, the way that you're doing now, it always is evil that fights you back.
Celia, do you think that Eloise and my sister Edith are fighting me with evil?
Oh, I can't be the judge of that, Miss Russell. I just hate to stand by and see you suffer for it. And to see Mr. Paul being made an innocent victim of it. But sometimes things work that way, and right now, we can only wait and watch.
As Celia and Joyce talk quietly together in their kitchen, over at the big Morrison house, little Janie has just invaded the quiet of Edith's afternoon with a whoop and a loud bang at the front door.
Mother, where's my baseball glove? It was right here on the couch this morning. Where is it now? Did you put it somewhere?
No, Janie, I didn't. What do you want with your baseball glove? This isn't baseball weather. And anyway, I don't want you to play baseball. You're a young lady now.
Booey. I've got a date with Ernest, Mother, right away to show him I can throw an out curve.
Oh, my goodness.
Where did you put my glove? It was right here.
I don't know. Ask Molly. I can't keep up with your things. Where are you meeting Ernest, dear?
Over at his house, Mother. And could I stay for dinner at Joyce's house? Could I?
Oh, I don't think so, dear. You've been there too much lately.
Oh, please, Mother. It's a lot of fun over there at Joyce's.
Well, anyway, there'd be no car to pick you up. Baker's driving me to Marlington tonight to a county meeting.
Oh, that's all right, Mother. Daddy can pick me up on his way home.
No, dear. Daddy's working late at the office tonight. We mustn't put any extra hardships on Daddy these days. He's not feeling well.
Oh, and let me go, Mother. Gee whiz. Daddy's not going to be here for dinner either, and you'll be gone to that old meeting. I don't want to eat dinner here by myself when I could be over at Joyce's with Ernest having fun. Daddy can drop by after me. The way he did the other night when he thought I was there at Joyce's.
Hmm? What did you say? Daddy stopped by Aunt Joyce's for you the other night? When, dear?
Oh, when Ernest and I went to that party. Daddy dropped by on his way home and waited there with Joyce. For Ernest and me to get there, he was going to take us both to the drugstore for a soda, but Baker and I just dropped Ernest off and I didn't see Daddy.
Are you sure your daddy was there? that Aunt Joyce is waiting for you, just on the chance that you might stop in on your way home?
Sure, Ernest told me. It isn't any trouble for Daddy to stop there at all. Oh, please let me go. It's an awful lot of fun there, Mother.
No, Janie, you've been there too much. I have an idea. Why not have Ernest come here for dinner? Wouldn't you like that?
That's wonderful, Mother. And then when Daddy comes home from the office, he and I can take Ernest home. And we'll stop at the drugstore first, before Daddy takes Ernest back to Joyce's.
Or better still, my dear, why not have Ernest spend the night here?
Hey, that's super, Mother. Oh, boy, could we do that?
Yes. Now run on. Make all your arrangements and tell Cook just what you and Ernest would like best of all for dinner.
Okay. I'll go call Ernest up first and tell him the good news.
So, my husband stopped by on the off chance that Janie might be at her Aunt Joyce's the other night. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me he'd seen Joyce.
A thousand thoughts raced through Edith's mind. Ross saw Joyce. Why didn't Eloise tell her? Why didn't Ross tell her? Was Eloise there and Paul? More about Joyce Jordan in just a moment.
Ladies, you'll say there's never been anything like it. Yes, I mean Dreft. D-R-E-F-T, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Why, Dreft gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning for all your nice things. Yes, faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's the miracle of Dreft.
Well, I've never known anything to wash dishes the way those rich, abundant Dreft suds can. Why, Dreft suds actually make my dishes shine without wiping. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, Dreft is truly different. Its rich suds rinse clean and clear. Leave no streaks or soapy film on dishes the way all soaps do. You know how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film unless you rub and polish them. Well, with Dreft, it's different. Every dish and glass drains clear, actually sparkles without wiping. It's easy on your hands, too. Ladies, see Dreft's wonders with your own eyes. Decide now to enjoy the amazing benefits of Dreft in your own home. Look for Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. Get Dreft today. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
Ross Morrison dropped by the old Jordan home and had a good heart-to-heart talk with Joyce about his failing health. Joyce bluntly refused to examine him, but Ross was insistent. How will Edith interpret this doctor-patient relationship that Ross seeks so earnestly with Joyce? Be sure to listen to Joyce Jordan the next time.
This is Rye Bilsbury inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Joyce Jordan, M.D., brought to you by Procter & Gamble, makers of Dreft, D-R-E-F-T, Dreft, the new and different suds that perform washing miracles no soap could ever do.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.